You're listening to SBS News.
Recent images of a teenage cancer patient waiting in a corridor for 27 hours for a bed at Melbourne's Box Hill Hospital, and a woman in her 80s being treated in a marquee tent outside an emergency department after a stroke have highlighted the strain on Victoria's health system. The case came as no surprise to Melbourne emergency physician Dr. Stephen Parnas.
Hospital overcrowding is probably the worst we've ever seen it. We hate the fact that people who are in need have to wait for much longer than we would prefer that they do. There is always the risk, the longer someone waits, of their care being compromised.
The sustained use of marquees or tents to triage patients at emergency departments concerned the president of the Australian Medical Association in Victoria, Roderick McRae.
It provides a minimalist level of accommodation for people so that they can be discharged from ambulances to then allow the ambulance to go to the next person requiring an ambulance call out. But it's completely inadequate for a country like Australia and certainly Victoria, where we have aspirations for much higher healthcare.
Federal Health Minister Mark Butler told the ABC improvements in wait times remain some way off.
I think we'll see some relief over the next few weeks, but there's still a lot of pent-up demand in the system. A lot of people weren't able to get the care that they needed through those difficult lockdowns.
COVID-19 and the flu aren't the only things putting pressure on the hospital system. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told Channel 7 people unable to see their GPs are seeking care at emergency departments.
So we've got a plan about primary health care. We've also got a plan about urgent health care clinics. For Medicare, there will be bulk billed so that 50 of those, so people can go and get that care to take pressure off the hospital system.
Roderick McRae says the federal government's plan lacks detail and that GPs that bulk bill are already stretched to capacity.
Very broadly, there needs to be a complete structural reform of the funding of healthcare across Australia. So AMA at a national level has been calling probably for about a decade for improved funding.
In New South Wales, cardiac care has been transformed. That's according to emergency physician Dr. Brian Burns, with a $55 million investment in technology for the state's ambulances.
There will be people who previously would not have survived cardiac arrest will survive. And more importantly, they will survive and go home neurologically intact, which is more important.
The package includes 550 mechanical CPR devices that provide effective chest compressions. The chief executive of New South Wales Ambulance, Dr. Dominic Morgan, describes them as a game changer.
Can you imagine how difficult it is for a paramedic to try and take a patient out of three flights of stairs and still be doing CPR on these patients? Once fitted, they get continuous compressions right the way to the bedside of the emergency department and ongoing. This makes a huge difference.
Every year, about 20,000 Australians suffer cardiac arrest out of hospital. Just one in 10 survive. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.